Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Michelle Heath, and of course she's with the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. Good morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning.
It's kind of a mouthful sometimes. Most of us just say the YMCA, exactly. And we know where, and that's okay.
Yes, that is. That's exactly what we say.
Yes, and we know where we're going, and we want to find out some more things about what's going on here. So I want to talk first about, I happen to think about, you know, a lot of the college kids are coming home, and maybe they're not members of the Y. How do you handle that?
We have, every year we do this, we have a college holiday special. So any college student from the time they get back until the time they leave, to whether it's mid-January or whatever, go back to college in January of 2015, yes, they can come join the Y for $40 for that whole duration, have full use of the facility, and just be a member working out and having fun and hanging with their friends.
What a deal. I mean, you think about somebody going, even a couple of people going to the movie, buying some popcorn, whatever, $40 almost doesn't cover it. So this is such a wonderful gift. And, you know, somebody could give a gift to that college student.
Yes, they can. That, we give gift certificates, you know, Christmas presents. So, you know, if you have that college kid that's hard to buy for and you're grandparents trying to think of what to get them, come get a gift certificate for their stay for the holidays.
Great idea, Michelle. Okay, then some other things that happen at holiday time is that we may have guests come from out of town. She's not doing it this year, but when my sister comes from Idaho, she always wants to come to the Y. And so I think you have some special opportunities there also.
Yeah, we do. You know, if you're a member, if when they come and they're a member of another Y from somewhere, they can come for free. It's called an Away Y. And so you just bring your card with you, and you can be a guest here and not have to pay. Just bring your little card with you, and we take care of you that way. Otherwise, if you have family coming in or siblings or whatever, and they just want to, we have day passes. We have a family day pass that would be the mother or father, you know, immediate kids. And then we have a youth day pass or an adult day pass or an active older adult, which is someone who is 62 or older, you know. So we have all kinds of day passes that people can use and take advantage of, and they get to spend the whole day. If they want to leave and come back, that's fine too. We let them do. And there's so many things for everybody to do. But along with that, we want to make sure everybody is aware of what our holiday hours are. So we don't want you to show up and us not be here for
some reason. Maybe not on Christmas Day.
No Christmas Day. We are open December 24th, regular hours at 4:30 in the morning. And then we are closing at noon. Now the pool is open that day till 11:30. And then on Christmas Day, of course, we're closed, and everybody should have a Merry Christmas with their family. And then again on New Year's Eve, that day we are open at 4:30 in the morning, close again at noon. The pool opens and is closed at 11:30. And then New Year's Day, we are open for a short time from 1 to 5, so you can kind of get all that running around off of you, you know, and get some of that excess food you may have eaten.
Yes.
And then the pool will be open too, but it'll close at 4:30. Okay. So bring your friends, your family, you know, come have some fun time hanging out.
Have a happy new day,
yes,
to start the year.
Yes.
And now they're for the ongoing classes, if people who are used to coming to class, they may want to check some of those hours also.
Yes, because we're doing something a little bit different this year. So The Silver Sneakers and the arthritis class, they do not have class starting Monday, December 22nd. They'll start back up January 5th. Now, on Tuesday, December 23rd, there is no AM yoga or Zumba. And then they will start back up. And then there's none until January 5th. And then there's no group exercise classes December 24th through January 4th, and then all of our classes will resume again on Monday, January 5th, and then we're all ready to go for that new year.
Yep.
So then the other thing we do have coming up is on Monday, December 22nd, we're having our ornament exchange, and that is for anybody to come and enjoy. You bring a wrapped gift or ornament. It can be handmade. We have a lot of women who do crocheting and stuff and crafty stuff. And And so it can be a homemade one. There's not a price that we set on it, but you just bring a wrapped ornament. We play a fun little game. And then we have some munchies, and some people bring, you know, their favorite candy recipe and bring some to sample and that, and they just kind of exchange with each other. It's a fun time. We would love to have more people yet come. So find an ornament and come.
Okay. Do you need to know that ahead of time, or can they just show up?
No, nope. They just show up Monday the 22nd at 10 o'clock, and it's just in the activity room.
All right. Yeah. So kind of that mid-morning break. Remember, it's about coffee time for a lot of people, so they come and have that at the Y. And you say, even if you're not a member, you're welcome.
Yes, exactly. Okay. We, you know, just because you're not a member does not mean you cannot come and enjoy the Y.
All right. And that's a good way to find out. Maybe you're thinking about joining the Y and going, oh, I don't know. If you come to something like this, you might find out, hey, there's a lot of people there I'd like to come and be with.
And that's the one great thing about our group exercise people, in that they're like a family within a family. They sit over there and have coffee and have a good old time afterwards beforehand. You know, they genuinely are like a family to each other. So it's really great to see.
It's not all about the exercise. It's also about the friendship and just, I guess, being good mentally as well as physically. Let's talk just a bit about a couple of special classes. I want to talk about the arthritis class. Okay. What does that include?
The arthritis water class is a class that is geared for anyone that has arthritis, and it is in the water, and they do day-to-day things that will help them to move better and that is less painful on their joints. Mm-hmm. So, and that class is held Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10 o'clock.
Okay. And you do have some other special classes also. Anything new that you're looking to starting here in the new year?
Some new things in January. For one thing, Body Flow's back in January. So everybody's so excited that Scott is back and they've missed their Body Flow. And then they are also in January starting Zumba Step Toning. So it's Zumba with a little bit of step class in it with a little bit of weights in it. So it gets a little bit of everything. So that's starting in January on Tuesday, Thursday mornings at 10:05, I do believe. Okay. And then we have a new yoga class, like a 6-week yoga class that is going to be starting on Wednesday and Friday over the noon hour.
Okay. And I know, for instance, Body Flow sort of includes a little bit of yoga, but this is pretty much yoga.
Yeah, that particular one is just yoga. Uh-huh. Body Flow is yoga, Tai Chi, and Pilates. Mm-hmm. So, this is just a nice, soothing yoga class.
Thinking if you have a stressful day and you want a little break, this might get you really invigorated to have a great afternoon instead of, you know, going back to work at or not even taking a break. Some people just don't even take a break, and the stress just builds.
Right, and this way they just get to be a little zen and just relax and hopefully, slide on through the rest of that day.
And, you know, I was just reading, actually, from Mayo Clinic puts out a little newsletter that said, if you're tired, what do you need to do? You need to exercise. I mean, there's some really good research. That doesn't make sense at first, does it?
Well, probably not. But once you get going, then it awakens all those little juices and you get flowing. Yeah. And then afterwards, you're glad you did it.
Yeah. And pretty good research. You know, it comes out of Mayo. It's pretty good research that says, hey, if you're sitting around thinking you're tired, you better just get moving. And that's probably not new news, but sometimes that research really does help to say, yep, I really need to do this. And I can attest to that for sure. So let's kind of just review the hours for Christmas time.
Okay, so we, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, we close at noon. We are closed Christmas Day, and then New Year's Day, we are open from 1 to 5.
All right, we want to thank you very much, Michelle Heath, for bringing us up to date on what's happening at the Nishna Valley YMCA in Atlantic. Until next time, here's a thought. Friends, lift your heart with laughter and gift your life with love.